Severino, you guys have really unloaded. What do you think?
Just thought we took great at bats in the first inning. We have a really left-handed heavy, and our left-handers just swung the bat extremely well against them. We got a ground ball base hit, and then another ground ball base hit, so kind of a little bit lucky, possibly. And then Santander with a great piece of hitting, and Frazier just gets huge hits for us and kind of ambushed him really for a homer. So great at-bats in the first. Well, I have a little bit more competitive roster, so that makes it nice, and it's a little bit more of a fair fight than it has been in the past. So we're able to pitch to them. We didn't in the past, and we're able to score some runs, and we had a tough time in that in the past. So we're a lot more talented than my first few years here, and so it's a little more fair. Yeah.
How enjoyable was this series to take 2 out of 3 in front of the
crowds? Yeah, I kind of forget when the game starts. Like, you kind of, except when I'm getting interviewed or something. Besides that, I'm not thinking about we're on national TV or that's not really the thought process during the game. But the crowds have been unbelievable this weekend, and we really appreciate the energy in the ballpark and how much our fans have showed up this weekend to support us and drowned out the Yankees fans, and so that's been great to see the energy in the ballpark.
Brandon, did the bottom of your first take something out of the game?
I'm not sure. I just think that I don't know. To be honest with you, I just didn't think he had his really good command. He didn't throw many curveballs or changeups, and he just. He didn't pitch terrible. He didn't pitch poorly. He just did a lot of pitches, and it's a good team. They kind of warmed down a little bit. A lot of foul balls and a lot of deep counts, and they don't chase. So it's typical American League East lineup. They don't chase balls off the plate. So you got to beat them in the strike zone, and maybe when you don't have your A stuff, sometimes your pitch count raises up. That's kind of, for me. That's what happened to him tonight. Well, it's mainly because our starter went 4, and so I have 5 innings to fill, and they're a really right-handed dominant team. And so, I'm hoping Bauman can go 1 or 2. I'm hoping that Fuji can go 1 or 2. I would love to not use Cano, but then my only other option is Crable, who threw 20 pitches 2 days ago. And they have Torres, Stanton, and Rizzo coming up. And so I was just trying to get – I definitely don't want to pitch Cano in a 6-run game. But for me, that was kind of the option at that point, just from where we were, because I'd already used a few other guys. I'm expecting more. When I talked to him about it, it wasn't. I said, don't change, just because you're leading off the game. That your at bats are exactly the same, and you're just hitting above Gunner instead of hitting. After him, and because he works the count so well, and he takes his walks, and I'd love to see the first pitch of the first inning. He got a fastball and got a base hit with it. I don't think he hadn't done that the last couple of days. So, he's doing great. I just wanted to not change a thing. Just you're hitting in a different spot in the order. Oh, no.
That was just a defensive substitution.
Yeah, I have Frazier playing left field, and he hadn't played left field yet this year, I don't think. And then I'm just putting a center fielder and our left fielder with a lead in the game.